Mike, 160, House Bill 161. I think we have a CS, Senator Wilken. Version L.
Madam Chair.
Stedman, could you move?
Madam Chair, I would move that the committee adopt Senate CS for CS for House Bill 161 Finance, Version L, as our working document.
Okay, is there objection? Version L is before.
There are differences. Technical questions.
Okay, Mike, can you walk us through this, please? Have we had something similar to this before?
Madam Chair, for the record, Mike Tibbles with the Department of Administration. The Version L you have before you is the exact language that passed the Senate. It's slightly different other than one amendment that passed out of this committee in Senate Bill 24. There was one amendment drafted on the floor. So it's intent language section different than what passed out of this committee and exactly the same as what passed through the Senate floor. I could walk through the changes between the House and Senate version if you like.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
We've started on the bill, okay? Is that all right?
Yes, ma'am.
You get, thank you. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes. Madam Chair, on page 2, subsection D in the intent language is a new section to the House version. It was an amendment that was adopted on the Senate floor. And what this intention of this subsection is to include the old program sunsets on June 30th, 2005, and no rights are continued or vested with the individuals that are currently enrolled in the system. Any rights granted to those individuals that are currently in the system are governed and created exclusively under this act.
Okay, thank you.
That's the purpose of that section.
Okay, and otherwise, we've had this entire bill before us previously, have we
That's
not?
That's correct.
Okay, are there any questions about House Bill 161? Done it once, let's do it again. Senator Wilken.
Madam Chair, I move to report House Bill 161 from the committee with individual recommendations and attached to this court.
Okay, House Bill 88. Thank you, Mike. Penny.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, this has not been presented to you before, so I will do so. House Bill 88 is a governor's bill, and it was drafted to address the problems that we've had with violence in schools throughout the state. Can you hear me?
Just a little louder and pull that mic closer. Thank you.
It addresses the problems we've had with violence in schools. The superintendent of schools in Anchorage has worked with us on this bill and other legislation. It does three main things. And I should say, in the process of drafting the bill, we talked to the police language, who said that there's a serious problem also with young people using guns with drive-by shootings and that sort of violence. That's a very serious problem, at least in that urban area. So the bill does several things. First, it would enact an aggravated penalty for assaulted behavior, crimes against a person, or arson committed on school grounds, on a school bus, at a school-sponsored event, or in the administrative offices of a school district if students are educated at the office. And the rationale for that is that people who commit crimes against other people in schools not only commit them against the individual victim, but also makes schools an unsafe place for children and sets a bad precedent, sets a bad example for children. The second thing that the bill does is in response to the police concern about weapons and used in crimes by youth, it would waive to adult court children or juveniles who are 16 or 17 years old who commit a crime involving the possession of a gun during a felony drug offense or a drive-by shooting where there's substantial harm or risk of harm to persons. And then along the way, there are a couple of amendments added one of which amends the definition of recreation or youth center, that's in section one of the bill. Our drug laws provide that in certain cases, crimes involving drugs are more serious when they are conducted, or that when they occur near a school or a recreation or youth center. This expands the definition of recreation or youth center to include not only those run by a municipality or the state, but also those operated by private entities. Mm-hmm. And then finally, section three amends one of our aggravating, or I'm sorry, mitigating factors, which is there's a mitigating factor in sentencing in our entitled 12, which provides that the judge can't consider as a mitigating factor the fact that the defendant cooperated with the authorities in bringing the case to justice and prosecuting the case. This clarifies that that cooperation has to occur after the person has committed the crime for which he's cooperating. We've had some a judge in our state who mitigated a sentence for a person who cooperated 10 years before the crime that the person was currently being charged with. And this should, according to our prosecutors in the state, encourage cooperation by requiring it to be done around the time of the crime that the person is being charged with.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Okay. Are there any questions for Annie Carpinetti on this bill? Senator Dyson, did you read this and you blessed it on the, as far as the firearms and?
No.
Oh, you didn't.
I did read it here at the table.
I was just curious if there was any. It doesn't. It seems to be like we're simply amending current statute versus. Versus in creating new. Is there a question? Go ahead. No, I was just kind of curious. I wanted to be sure we're not reaching out and.
Yeah, what is the section here on part that on page 3, line 10? Weapons and misconduct involving weapons. What are those citations, or what do they do?
Well, AS 1161-190A1 is misconduct involving weapons in the first degree, and that prohibits a person possessing a gun during the while he or she is committing a drug felony.
Okay.
And 1161-190A2 is the prohibition of shooting a gun out of a vehicle.
Oh yeah, all right.
Okay. Any problems? Okay. Senator Wilkin.
Madam Chairman?
Yes, Senator Olson.
She just mentioned something about shooting out of a vehicle. And how does that affect hunters, I guess, is my point of the question.
Well, 1161-90A2 prohibits shooting a gun out of a vehicle under circumstances that could cause harm to persons or property. The bill was amended to provide for this automatic waiver only in cases where the shooting caused substantial risk of harm to a person because of along the way the legislators who discussed the bill did not want it to cover shooting an animal out of a car. I mean, not that that
doesn't
that wouldn't come in.
Prohibit or inhibit?
No, it would. What it does, it would not waive a juvenile who's charged with that behavior to an adult court. It may be that that behavior would be dealt with in a juvenile manner, but it doesn't affect that. The waiver only affects if there's substantial risk of harm to a person, not to an animal.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Senator Wilkin.
Madam Chair, I want to thank all of us for the committee with individual recommendations and attached indeterminate fiscal notes.
Objection. House Bill 88 moves from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. House Bill 33. For the members, we will take a recess after this bill, and then we'll be back at the call of the chair. We'll probably go to the floor and then come back here, just for scheduling purposes, okay? Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Michael Pawlowski, and I'm with Representative Meyer. We had heard House Bill 33 previously, and I would just offer to answer any questions the committee might have about it.
Any questions on House Bill 33? Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mike, the other day we talked about what we had done in a couple of years ago, and we went back and looked. And back in October of 04, just a year ago, as a result of the legislation passed by or sponsored by Senator Kerrio, on your flowchart here, there should be another square in there. After 3 goes to 4, 4 goes to 5. Also, when it goes to 5, it goes to the to legal services. And then legal services, our legislative affairs agency looks at the bill and notifies the regular review president and speaker if they see a problem with the legislation. And that was the result of Senator's legislation of last year. So just to be correct, I would ask, and I'd be more happy to help you with how to insert that, but there should be what amounts to two boxes there that would be a 5A and a 5B. So just, and Madam Chair, I'm not sure what this bill does, to tell you the truth. I mean, it's a family bill, and I feel good about having it in committee, but I'm not sure it does much of anything that shouldn't already be done in state government. But I'm not sure where I'm going there.
I don't want to create any impediments, you know, and I'm afraid that this slows something down. That's kind of my concern. And if in a couple of years we've got lots of complaints and we have to come find you,
Madam Chair, I'm sorry if I may. That's been a very serious amount of discussion through all of the committees that this bill has been through. I appreciate Senator Wilkins' statement. We will fix that in the chart. The experience of the 25 other states that have adopted similar legislation and the experience at the federal level is that these regulatory flexibility analyses in building this into state government has had significant savings for small businesses across the country. And we worked very hard with the administration to ensure that it can be absorbed and we don't slow things down. But I think putting that on the record as intent is very, very important.
Thank you.
Mike, how do we know with this legislation, if we look back, how do we know this legislation has done some good? What's the follow-up on this, if any?
Through the chair, Senator Wilkin, the follow-up in other states usually comes through evaluations by the Regulatory Review Committee. And in our discussions with other states, what they have said, and it's, I apologize that I don't have Connie Marshall from the federal office here online to talk today, is more that it's an ancillary issue that comes up when they're reviewing other regulations. Say, in our instance, the food code comes back for review saying it's really onerous on small business. Well, they look at it between where those regulations had, through the regulatory flexibility analysis, been lessened on the burden of small businesses, and that's where the general effect is estimated. Other states have also built in a review provision, but it's when the legislature goes back and looks at it over time.
Chair, what if we put in a requirement, or let's say, what if we sunset this act 3 years from now and required a report to come back to us in order to continue the sunset?
That's a good idea. Could you guys live with that, Mike?
Madam Chair, I have not talked to the sponsor. It's an issue that has come up before. One of the reasons we discussed a dilemma in a sunset was that trying to change regulatory culture is perhaps a glacial change. In 1994-96, we added special consideration to the cost to a private person. Arguably, has that ever been followed? We're not really sure because the agency's never had the expertise to go back and look at it. If it's the will of the committee, I don't see the sponsor having a problem with it. It has been a discussion that's come up, but...
Madam Chair, may I offer a conceptual amendment number one that would terminate or sunset this legislation January 1st of 2009 and require trying to think which legislature that would be. Let's set the drafters. Would require a report presented to the legislature that would have convened in January of 2008. A report be presented to the legislature on the effect of this legislation no later than March 15th of 2008.
Legislature that reports.
So it would be the legislature that is in session starting January of 2008. A report would be required by March 15th of 2008. And this legislation, unless extended, would be sunset on January 1st of 2009.
Do we have enough language there for everyone to understand what that means? Is there objection to the language, a conceptual amendment? By Senator Wilkin. Okay, conceptual amendment is adopted.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Are there any further questions about this? Senator Wilkin.
Madam Chair, move to report House Bill 33 as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Objection. House Bill 33 moves from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. I will stand at ease until the call of the chair. I have an idea in the not too distant future we'll be heading to the floor.
What time?
Floor at 6.
Floor at 6.
Oh, that's 10 minutes. Okay, thank you.